Welcome to Short Memory. We have a quick update for you because of the success of the Short Memory podcast itself. So yes.
Well, rather than not having any listeners at all, we're getting about the same as we would on the longer version, What Memory Itself. So this is really good for us because we can produce short memories.
Much easier.
Yeah, absolutely. And just fill in between the main What Memory episodes.
Exactly. So,
and they're more up to date, I think. Yes. They're more topical. We call it hot takes, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hot takes on stroke and brain injury, if that's not a euphemism for something. Brain down.
It's much better, much easier for us as well. And yeah, we will continue producing them as long as people are listening.
Yeah, as long as there are topics.
Well, yes.
And they're coming up an endless stream of brain injury going on. And yes, people trying to do something about it with rehabilitation. So there's a lot to talk about.
Yes, there is.
So we've updated a few things.
Yes, we have.
Yes. So, updated design. What they call the sleeve.
Yes,
I didn't realise they call it a sleeve. No. But apparently I've been told they're called a sleeve. It's the kind of little logo thing you have next to the podcast itself. And we've put colour, which is the colour you know and love for What Memory Itself, stays as blue. The short memories are now green.
Yes, exactly. So hopefully this will help identify which is the What Memory and which is the short memory. And also we have changed the numbering system as well, again, because we weren't sure, we were playing around with it. So now your episode number will be the same as the episodes themselves.
Yes.
Which is a change, but hopefully we'll keep it more consistent and not confuse anyone.
Well, mainly us, well, I think. Yes, because yes. So the brilliant idea we had of putting short memories with no numbering, and then playing around with the idea that each of the short memories would have their own numbers, 1, 2, and 3, etc. But then it got so complicated, didn't it?
Yes.
And it really came down to the fact that the podcast platform said you had 27 episodes, and we only had 24.
Yes.
Because the other three were short memories. So that confused the hell out of so many people. So I thought, right, we're just going to just keep the numbering going.
Yes, exactly. And we did get some feedback from a few people, and they did say, now that we have the colour differentiation between the short memories, it made a lot more sense to go back to the old numbering system, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, depending if it's a What Memory or a short memory. So we've heard you and we've changed that.
And hopefully that hasn't confused the hell out of you.
Yes.
Right, okay. We've also put a little brain logo on the bottom right-hand side.
Yes, on both the green and the blue.
Yes, and there is a reason for that.
Yes.
Because our long-term plan is to have different forms of communication in different social media, or not even social media, lots of other media forms, under the kind of umbrella organisation, Brainology Productions.
Yes.
And so that's going to be the logo for that one.
Yes.
And so we're just kind of preempting so that in the future we haven't got to go back and retrospectively fit the logo on.
Yes,
so
exactly.
It's a logo attached to a sleeve design.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll do more in the future with Brainology Productions.
Yes, maybe T-shirts, maybe bags. Oh, yeah. Who knows?
The whole merchandise, I can see it all now. Yes. Yeah. Surfboards.
Oh, yeah,
the whole thing. yes. So, but more importantly, we are in the process of creating a kind of handy guide for people who've had brain injuries and their carers, just in the kind of first 6 months to a year.
Yes.
Because I think what we found out is in the early stages of recovery, there were large amounts of very complex information available to you. But who's got time to read?
And who's got the brain space, especially early on?
Absolutely.
I mean, I was always unable to read them because I can't read, which definitely doesn't help.
It was a drawback.
Yes. And so I always had to have them read out to me when I was at headway. And so we were looking and thinking of different ways that we could try and get the same sort of information across, but a lot simpler
and
a lot more succinctly, as we couldn't concentrate for very long.
Yes, yeah, and the kind of the very basics, because I think people who have had brain injuries like we have, is such a completely new environment that knowing that it's an ischemic whatever it was on my brain, I couldn't take that on. But I did realise that my brain had died, a bit of my brain had died, and I understood that bit.
Yes.
But I think there's a way of saying that. It's very simple, and you can kind of visualise it as well,
yes,
with illustrations, that I think will make life a lot easier for a lot of people.
Yeah. So we're hopefully going to have some text, but with pictures and quotes from people who've recovered themselves. And so that's going to be our long-term goal. Obviously, we will keep you updated with how that is going. And with short memory, it's a lot easier to just put something up, which is very topical. So hopefully, maybe when we get the first page sort of up and running, we can send it out, put it and you can judge it, and you can tell us if we're in the right direction or if we're gone astray a bit. But hopefully it will help a lot of people very early on.
And we can get you involved, because if you've got any ideas about what you would have liked to have known very early on, not overwhelmed with medical information or anything like that, just a couple of the basic things you'd wish you'd known a bit earlier on that was a bit more simple to understand, and the people around you, email it to us. That's whatmemory2@hotmail.com, whatmemory, followed by the numeral 2@hotmail.com. Yeah, that's all from this short memory.
Yes. Talk soon.
Talk soon.